Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa, whoa. KZ got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and we'll score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It is 5 o'clock on a Monday. Glad to have you listening. Thanks to Ron Hunter, Coach Hunter, for stopping by. And congratulations to Georgia State basketball, man. It's about being relevant, and they are. And we're curious to see how far or what they can do in this tournament. More on that coming up as we get closer to game time later this week. Mike Bell, a lot going on, guys. For those who missed our conversation with Jason Longshore, it's on the way next hour about Atlanta United. We're a little frustrated, and we're going to talk plenty about the Falcons here in just a moment, but the frustration continues, especially after a draw against Philadelphia.
Yeah, and unfortunately, guys, we're just not getting the shots on goal. I mean, we had an unbelievable goal from Barco. Joseph put one off the woodwork. But unfortunately, we're just not getting the shots on goal, and the fans are getting a little frustrated. Some people are saying you got to be patient. Last game, and Jason will explain what it looked like to a lot of us. It looked like Frank DeBoer was throwing everything up on the wall and see what would stick. But you did get some positives from last night. Although, at the end of the day, Carl, when you have a high-scoring offense that puts the ball in the net, people love the style of play, and we're just really far removed from that style of play right now. And we'll talk to Jason about Pity Martinez and what else is going on with some of these guys who got to do better. Now, look, guys all have to do better, including Brad Guzan. But are you putting your players in a position to succeed? And that's the question.
Yeah. And for me, you know, the possession thing is nice, but it's all about scoring goals, and we're just not doing that at a higher clip right now as much as we should. Right. More on Atlanta United coming up. Also, NCAA tournament, as we talked about. The brackets are out. I'm really indecisive. I'm going back and forth trying to figure out my final four. Mike.
Oh, will you stop? It's you have chalk. Yours.
No, it's not that easy,
all
Mike.
Chalk. It's
I really easy. Think a three seed is going to end up there. I can't figure out which one. Then I keep going back and forth. I like Virginia. Then I back off. Where are you at?
I got an all-ACC Final Four. Duke, Florida State, Virginia, UNC, and Duke beats North Carolina the first time they've ever met in the tournament, which is crazy. You threw that stat at me. That is you're accurate, right? That is a correct stat.
I only speak yes. accuracy.
No, I'm saying that's an amazing stat of all the years that they've been doing college basketball on Tobacco Road that those two have never met in the tournament head-to-head.
Those normal or those regular season games are so big. And then you play in, obviously, the ACC tournament. Had a buddy that was out there. He said that the atmosphere was bananas. It was tournament-like when Zion and company beat North Carolina, you know, for the championship or the other night before they got to the championship. So, yeah, man, listen, I think it's easy to just go one seed, one seed, one seed. All three, Gonzaga as well, all three, though, of the ACC teams are capable of winning the national championship. That's a given. It's just, you know, again, you need six games, man. Can you put six games together between now and that first week in April to be playing in the national championship? I just love the fact that Duke has Zion. We'll talk more about it coming up in 20 minutes. Right now, though, let's talk Falcons. It's always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Yeah, man. Right now, guys, until the end of next week, all your favorite pizzas are half off, literally 50% off. Get all the details when you go to Domino's.com. Goes on to the end of Sunday. So a perfect time as you're watching some tournament action, having a pizza party, half off your favorite pizzas from Domino's.
All right, guys, as far as the Falcons, they did something, and I don't know if a lot of people, you know, thought they might do, and that is agreeing to terms with veteran tight end Logan Paulson. It's a one-year deal, and you go, Mike, wait a minute. All right, we got California cool, right? Hooper.
You signed Luke Stocker, who's got experience with both Malarkey and with Dirk Cutter.
Yeah, so then you go, well, then what are you doing signing Logan Paulson?
Because we're going to run a three tight end set, Carl. It's going to be all about power football. We're going to be running them. We're going to run him left. We're going to run him right. We're going to create a hole. We're going to run the ball in the alley. I'm sorry.
Was the NFL Films here?
We get a seal here and a seal here, and we're on the ball in the alley. Thanks, Coach Lombardi. No, it's just good to have the big physical presence. Paulson and Stocker aren't costing you a lot of money by NFL standards, but you got guys, when you want to go get a yard, you're going to have some dudes, including the 700 pounds of meat we added at guard, to go get you that yard.
All right. For me, I think, and this is worst-case scenario, if Hoop goes down, You need a guy to catch the ball. Stocker is not a guy that has done a lot of that. You can at least trust Logan Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Yes, you can trust that he can do this. So for the Falcons, this is kind of an insurance policy, but I also think you're right. I do think that we're going to have a little bit more power to our game as far as the run game is concerned, and maybe more two tight end sets situations, especially in the red zone. We will wait to see how Dirk and Mike Mularkey all situate that out with the offense. But three tight ends now for the Falcons, and I think that was kind of a surprise. A lot of people thought that Paulson would be a free agent.
Yeah, but I mean, again, you just want to have it. We know we've used the phrase a lot, but physicality. We know that Dan Quinn preached fast and physical. Now we joked around about being fat and physical,
yes,
by adding the big lineman. But no, in all seriousness, I know that people are still, and they ask us every day on Twitter, and I know that D. Orlando Ledbetter was blogging about it today on the AJC, are we outside zone blocking scheme? Are we inside? Well, guess what? I still get the impression now that even though we're going to probably still be primarily an outside zone blocking team, we are going to be able to do power football. We're able to put in those two tight ends and go get those short yardage situations. That's part of it. You've got big beef around, Alex Mack. Another thing is, don't we always love when Matt Ryan does the quarterback sneak? He is 6'4", after all,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, you could do that, in my opinion, every time if you want to get
a
yard.
Well, now you got a guy on either side of Alex Mack that you can definitely do some of that. That's so many times in the past few years we've had to go finesse. Whether it was, the jet sweep and all the things that had fans going bananas, sometimes you just got to simply, man up and knock the other guys off the ball. We've got some of the dudes to do that now.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. It's our Falcon Report talking about what the Falcons are doing now. Obviously, the focus is on the draft moving forward. We made our splash, all right, for those of you who think it is that. It wasn't brand names, but we made our splash with offensive linemen, Mike, going out and signing a couple of guards. You re-sign, Paulson, a guy that's familiar with your system. This is where we're at. Now the focus, obviously, at least for the last couple of weeks, I even think with the signings of who we've signed, has been on the draft. What are you doing? And what is going to be the focal point of this draft? It could change. This is the weird thing about this particular draft, that you have such a deep draft at defensive tackle, edge rusher. If you think that offensive lineman is there that's a difference maker and is special, you got the pick 14. Mike, there's so many things. And I don't think, guys have been asking me, do we move? Thomas has moved before. I don't know if that's not out of the question.
Well, I mean, it all matters and depends on how you're looking at this draft and who do you have on the top of your board that's higher than some of the other teams. Like, where do you value DeAndre Baker? If you feel that you want to go get that shutdown corner because there's so many defensive tackles, Carl, you can go get one in the second round. Well, you could actually probably trade out of 14 and get DeAndre Baker.
Yep.
He's projected that the earliest some of these mock drafts, 25, 21. Just a thought. Keanu Neal was certainly a bit of a reach at the time, but it all worked out because we got Debo and both these guys have become Pro Bowlers. So, you zig sometimes when you think they're going to zag. Would you still rather see them go defensive tackle? Because if you like Greedy or you like DeAndre, you're going to have to probably pull the trigger in the first round on those guys late, though.
Yeah, if this particular draft is what our man Daniel Jeremiah said about corners, and he said, I wouldn't take a corner in this particular draft in the first round, then you got to figure they're going to be there in the second. If that may be the strategy, Mike, again, you roll the dice. And if you do that, the thing that I've learned about these drafts over the years, and I think most football fans realize this, and this is what you get upset about your team. If you believe in a guy, you better pull the trigger. If you buy into a guy, you better pull the trigger because there's no guarantee you're going to get that guy later in the draft.
Well, there's a couple of teams out there that have been listed as, and I think Sporting News had this over the weekend, that the Chiefs might want to look to trade up because they want a Greedy Williams or a DeAndre Baker because they definitely need some help in that area. Their secondary is one of the worst in the NFL. They moved on from two of their pass rushers. They did bring in the Honey Badger, but they still got a lot of holes to fill.
Yeah.
Eric Berry's gone now, too. So that's one that maybe makes sense. Maybe you could find a trading partner. But, again, I still think you want to go get one of the big studs from either Clemson or Alabama for your D-line.
What do you guys think? Text us 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line here on the program. You can also follow us across all social media platforms, like the station on Facebook. It's 929 The Game. And on Twitter, Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, this radio show. You can tweet at us, Dukes and Bell 929.
Same thing goes for Christian Wilkins, guys. He's not prized as 14 as high on some of these mock drafts. He's in the 20s. Guy that I really want. They didn't really, or at least they've been purported to have not talked to him at the combine, the defensive tackle from Clemson.
Yeah.
Unless that's some smokescreen or window dressing. All right, I'll put it to you again, sir. You've been on this Ed Oliver hype. You still on Ed Oliver at 14?
Yeah, I am. Because he makes plays. He's, I think, when he won the Outland Trophy, Mike, if people were like, okay, how good can this guy be? I think what people get confused as a disruption at the end of last season where he doesn't play those games and you had the coaching issue and, Major Applewhite's not there anymore. I think he's actually with Alabama. But the fact is, Ed Oliver is a big-time difference maker. I know the size concerns some people, but I think he just fits exactly what Dan Quinn wants, shooting gaps, getting in upfield, and making plays.
Well, let me throw this at you. Just bear with me on this one. What if, even though Dan Quinn is on record and he's going to make this living hell for Vic Beasley, and he's going to – Vic might love him, he might hate him, but he's going to get more out of Vic Beasley. Is there any chance we go edge rusher? In other words, you got Clelin Ferrell just throwing it out there. You've also got Rashawn Gary out of Michigan. I mean, would you want to try to go get an edge rusher, even though you've committed to Vic? Tack is already here. You got salary control over him for a few more seasons. But would you go take a big-time pass rusher in the first or second round and not a defensive tackle?
Yeah, you absolutely could.
Well, then let's throw that in the mix then, right?
You absolutely could. Who's your guy?
I still – and again, I've gone round and round on this. I just think Christian Wilkins, A, he's a leader. You know, we're kind of – we got Grady Jarrett and – okay, Grady Jarrett, that's our leader on defense. So I just love the fact that everybody raves about him at Clemson. I mean, the dude's got skills. He's all over the field. You know, he can get after the quarterback. He's a bigger, more physical complement to Grady. So you're beefing up, like kind of like what Don Terry Poe was a little bit.
Yeah,
that's why nothing against Ed Oliver. I'll take either one, but that's why I like Christian Wilkins.
Can you go wrong? I mean,
not realistically,
you can't. I mean, if you feel like these guys fit what you do, then it just comes down to personal preference, right? And that's Dan Quinn saying, I like this about this particular player more than I do that player, and I'm going to draft him. But I don't know if you can go wrong. I don't know. And here's the other thing. I don't know if there's that much distance between these stud defensive tackles at the top of the draft and you saying, this guy is so much better. You know, in years past, we've talked about, like when Ndamukong Suh came out, he was so much better than everybody else. It was a given. I don't know if you can say that about this draft, Mike. I don't know if you can say, this guy is so much better than the next guy we might pick.
So the Falcons also, guys, hoping that everybody's going to go for quarterback. We've talked about that a lot as we're kind of handicapping the draft. Some guys feel that Ed Oliver, they'd have to trade up to get him, just like Juwan Taylor, if you want to go offensive line. Although I got to be honest with you. I think they'll probably take a flyer on an offensive lineman later in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, you've done – I mean, I'm not a fan of it, and I wish they would go draft a guy high, but they're going to keep on just grabbing free agents, it looks like, for the foreseeable future. I got no problem with what we did. Jamon Brown and James Carpenter, I know, yes, they don't rank as high on the Pro Football Focus nerds, but those same Pro Football Focus nerds would tell you we had one of the best offensive lines in football 2 years ago.
Yeah, I said that to a guy the other day because he was like, you're overselling this. I am. Because we couldn't get a yard 2 years ago.
Hey, we got two guys, like I said, almost 700 pounds of man meat. At least fall forward, Carl. Fall forward and let Matt Ryan get on your hip and go get a yard, right, when we got to put a game away. Or Devontae Freeman, who we know knows how to fall forward for a yard because he always finishes his runs. So let's try to create some holes. And let's get the hell out of that zone blocking scheme, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, I don't either. I think it's going to be a combination.
I think it's going to be like the Eagles, combination of the physical style when they need it, but outside blocking.
All right, man. And by the way, D-Led did give us an update on the injury situation, talking about a lot of the guys we've been worried about, like Keanu Neal and Freeman. They being the Falcons, don't really care if these guys are going to be available for OTAs or minicamp. They need them available for training camp. And that's what D-Led was saying is the real big concern to get some of these guys back that you need on your football team. Mm-hmm. That includes, by the way, Rico Allen, who they're being very cautious with, Mike, apparently, according to D-Led, and that's coming from Coach Quinn.
And Fusco as well, because both these guys, you know, with the ankles and the Achilles in the case of Ricardo, that's just tough because if you don't rehab it right, then you blow out your other leg. That's the unfortunate. That's the downside to having that injury.
It is. All right, man. We've got plenty more to get to, guys. Again, Atlanta United draw. It was ugly. I think it just didn't feel right. Again, you know, and we felt this way now a couple of different times. We'll talk more about it with Jason Longshore coming up. But when we come back, they are the number one overall seed. But will they get it done? It's next on Dukes and Bell.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Bet. It's sponsored by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. So you get ready to fill out that bracket, or the second, or the third, or the fourth. Keep grinding away because there's a pretty good chance no matter who you pick, you're not going to win. There's always that element of unpredictability, and this year is going to be no different, and I'll tell you why. Bottom line is this, and it's a premise that is always in play. You're talking about young, impressionable athletes. You're talking about venues that are odd to the players. They're odd draws. They don't have any familiarity with the opposition, so the scouting reports are less significant. And of course, you mix in the volatility of the three-point shot. I don't care who you are, you get hot, you're moving on. You can be great, you're ice cold, you're going home. Have fun, fill them out, but just keep in mind, if you think you have a great bracket, it's generally the complete antithesis. It's probably terrible. I'm BT.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Improve visibility in your vehicle when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Trico Titan wiper blades. Plus, you'll get a $15 O'Reilly gift card. Don't risk your safety because of poor visibility. Get premium blades at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, your game time traffic.
I'm Larisha Harris from your Game Time Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Capital One. You'll be happy to know the roadways aren't so bad right now. A few ride times for you as you make your way through the metro area. If you're on 75 heading northbound from 285 up towards State Road 92, that'll take you about 23 minutes. On Georgia 400 now from 285 to McFarland Road heading northbound, that's 36 minutes. On 85 from Spaghetti Junction heading northbound toward Old Peachtree Road, that'll take you about 24 minutes. And if you're on the east side of I-20 from 285 heading over to State Route 138, that ride time about 45 minutes. Simplify car buying with Capital One's Auto Navigator site. Find the perfect car and finance it all in one place. Visit CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator for terms and to learn more. What's in your wallet? From your Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Larisha Harris on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our Hawks play here.
Bounces underneath to John and he jams again. And the Hawks lead 116-107. It's a long pass for John Collins. He jams. And the Hawks have taken a 114-107 lead. Bang.
Our Hawks play here.
Bang. Trey Young with a three and he got fouled on the play with 3:46 remaining.
Catch every moment of every Hawks game here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hurry in during Kia's Spring Savings Time. Visit your local Kia dealer or KiaDealers.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, we're committed to doing things right for our military. That means a 10% military discount, not just on holidays, but every day. Doing it right means extending that 10% discount to veterans, active military, and their family members. And it definitely means showing our appreciation for your service every day. Do it right. Start with Lowe's. Easy enrollment at Lowe's.com/military. Discount on eligible items only. Terms and conditions apply. See Lowe's.com/military for details.
Carl Dukes here from my friends at Renters Warehouse. Renting single-family homes can be a great investment, but most folks in Atlanta, well, they don't have all the tools they need to make it work. That is, until now. Renters Warehouse already delivers great tenants and top-rated property management. Now they give you access to insurance you can't buy on your own. So now you don't have to worry about tenants maliciously damaging your property, leaving in the middle of the night, or needing to be evicted. Renters Warehouse has now lowered yet another barrier to successfully rent estate investing. They already find great tenants, manage your property 24/7, collect the rent, handle maintenance requests, and warranty renters for up to 12 months. Now they give you premier access to insurance against intentional property damage, eviction costs, and the loss of rental income if your tenant skips or is evicted. There's simply no excuse not to do rent estate in Atlanta. Because with Renters Warehouse, you can rent your property with control, confidence, and cash flow. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and find out what your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse Atlanta, your full-service rent estate investment advisors.
Shop like a boss with big rollback savings at Walmart. Save $50 on the Grego Forever Extend to Fit Car Seat. Get a Bissell Power Lifter Pet Rewind Vacuum for only $99. Or get a 55-inch TCL Roku 4K TV for just $338. Walmart, save money, live better.
Hi, I'm Queen Latifah with a word, commence. It means to start, and you can do it with an education at Strayer University. It won't always be easy, but that's why come your commencement, you hold your head high. A new start begins at Strayer.edu. Let's get it together.
Start your journey at one of 9 Strayer University campuses across Georgia. Whenever you're ready, we're here. Visit our Douglasville campus at 4655 Timber Ridge Drive in Douglasville, Georgia, and let's get it.
Another sports flash, just moments away.
Imagine a deck. What do you see? A bunch of straight, parallel boards. One plank exactly like another, right next to each other, on and on and on. Sure, they're evenly spaced, but so are prison bars. It doesn't have to be like this. Time to break free with TimberTech, the decking brand that's going against the grain by turning status quo into status whoa. Take TimberTech's AZEK line of premium decking with their revolutionary new multi-width decking. Mix and match widths, create new patterns, stretch your imagination farther than ever before. So, instead of every board looking exactly the same, you can create a look inspired by the latest design trends. Instead of, you know, Alcatraz. So whether you're dreaming of the ultimate deck for your home or building it for a customer, go against the grain and demand multi-width decking. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Mike Conti in Florida. We're now in the final weeks of Grapefruit League play, where the Braves are one game under 500 on the exhibition slate coming into tonight. Brian Snitker says they're embracing the role of being underdogs to defend their division championship.
I don't think anybody's going to pick us to repeat. I mean, after what everybody did in the division, but I said too, you know, we got to play the games. That's, you know, we went into this thing a year ago and knowing that we had to play the games.
Tonight, the Braves host the Yankees at Disney World. They'll play their first regular season game a week from Thursday in Philadelphia. Julio Teheran will be the starting pitcher in that game, by the way. The NCAA tournament starts tomorrow night with first 4 games, and Georgia State's first game is Friday against Houston. That'll be played in Tulsa. The entire tournament can be heard on 92.9 The Game at our sister station, 1380 WAOK. After losing both games of their weekend road trip, the Hawks return home to face the Rockets tomorrow. It's the first game of a 3-game homestand. They lost Sunday in Orlando 101-91. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conti. From the Kia Studios on your home of tomorrow's Hawks-Rockets game, tip off at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9.
From Selection Sunday to the Big Dance, we cover it all because the NCAA plays here.
If I had described the playoffs in one word, the word would be precious.
Your home for March Madness is here.
For the win.
Oh! Catch our exclusive coverage here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Tomorrow, Mike and I will be down at the State Farm Arena as the Hawks are honoring Atlanta United for being champions and winning the Cup. And Arthur Blank is also going to be honored. Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, mentioned this to us last week. So we'll be doing the show down there, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to Mr. Blank on the program. We're hoping that before we get off at 7 tomorrow, before we take you into Hawks coverage, that we get a chance to do that, Mike.
Right on, man. Hope everybody had a great St. Patrick's Day weekend. I know you're up at Meehan's. How'd that go up in Sandy Springs?
It's amazing, man. Georgia Distributing, those guys are great. Big shout-out to Derek, all the folks we got a chance to meet. Big shout-out to Hugh Douglas, man. He came through and was hanging out as well. We had a great time. It was obviously St. Baldrick's from noon to 4. And I was out there from about 3 to 5:30, 6 o'clock or whatever it was. But so many people coming in and out. You know and how it is, man. St. Patty's Day, people just looking to go out and have a good time. And so they were packed. It had like a festival kind of feel to it. I know you were taking in the parade, right?
Yeah, man. And I mentioned this earlier to start the show. And again, I grew up in New York, and you know, it is the biggest parade in the world. I know Savannah has a monster party too, and Chicago does what they do with the Green River and all that. But I'm just used to a lot more bags and pipes, you know, like the bagpipes and the drums. You know what I mean? Let's get the bands. So I know that a lot of those guys go down to Savannah for that big melee, but we only, on my count, only like 2 or 3 bands, you know, with bagpipes and stuff. A lot of other stuff. There was a gigantic potato on a flatbed truck. There were llamas. There was the Batman with the Joker riding shotgun, which why would the Joker be riding shotgun with the Batman in the Batmobile? But again,
but none of this. There's your logic again.
But none of this has anything to do with St. Patrick's Day. So, other than seeing some of my good friends that were marching with the Hibernian Society and with the different members of law enforcement, it was a little bit. I got to be honest with you. I was left wanting. I was left wanting more kilts, bagpipes, and drums. I need a little more of that in my Atlanta St. Patrick's Day parade. Just my 2 cents.
All right, man.
No, it's not easy to put a parade together. Just need more of that stuff.
I understand. You want the stuff that matters, is what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And by the way, how were the llamas?
Well, they were wearing green stuff. I mean, but again, who can forget that famous story when I was a kid about St. Patrick and Batman with the llamas beating all the snakes out of Ireland?
I'm sorry, what story is that?
No, exactly. But anyway,
okay.
But no, that aside, if you have an active imagination, it was one hell of a St. Patrick's Day parade. But it was funny because I had my Hey Man drinking. And by the way, thanks to everybody who made Hey Man Ale part of their St. Patrick's Day. We got a bunch of guys who tweeted it.
We did.
And again, go to Attaconi Brewing for the master list. Basically, guys, over 200 stores, bars, restaurants all over Georgia now.
And Kroger and Publix and everywhere else. It's cool. It's good. And I appreciate all the feedback we're getting about the beer. And I love the fact that people are adding it into recipes. That's what's blowing me away. Like, people are like, I'm going to put this Hey Man Ale in there. Okay, let me know how it tastes.
Right. Now, we were talking, and we'll get to the big story of the day, talking about the brackets, and you got all your stuff filled out. But for me...
Well, not yet. I haven't.
Come on. I did this in 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's you. I take time to fill out the bracket because I want to be on this.
Just go Chalk. Chalk in Florida State, and we'll walk home the big winner, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Remember, it's going to be Betty Lou, some executive assistant in some office who goes, I go with the teams by color, and she'll win the $1 million.
Or mascots. I know. Hey, man, we will talk about that real quick. But, yeah, the Hey Man Ale, people adding it to their recipes. You were going to say what?
I'm just going to say Georgia. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going good. Georgia State's excited. They're in the tournament. We got the Braves about to whatever they're going to be with the pitching, about to break camp. Can't wait to see that. But, and the Hawks, the future is bright. Falcons, we do feel good about this. The one thing we thought was a lock going into the season was Atlanta United. And I know it's a very long season, and we'll have until, obviously, November to get this thing right. But it's very disconcerting to see the style of play and wonder if Frank DeBoer can figure it out. I don't think it's hating. I don't think it's being mean-spirited. I don't think it's you and me going, Coach Killer, when you look at his last two stops internationally, how it's worked out. And almost the same scenarios playing themselves out. Now, maybe we'll be more patient than Inter Milan or Crystal Palace.
Probably.
But there was no scoring on those teams. And there's no scoring on our team. We got 2 goals in 3 games, brother. I'm not seeing it.
I told you guys I was concerned.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
But no! You don't want to hear from Dookie.
No, man.
Okay.
You were 3 days ahead of me on the panic button, but I'm with you. So hit the panic button.
I'm there. Hey, Jason Longshore is on the way. Let's talk about the strong arm story of the day. Duke is the number one overall seed. People question, should they not be? Ron Hunter just came in here and said, listen, you're in the tournament. You're good. Don't get caught up in the seeding. Now, does it help a number one seed in this tournament? Yeah, absolutely it does. I think Virginia in the South has an easier, trip to the Final Four than, let's say, Gonzaga or even Duke, for that matter, in the East or the West. But with that said, Mike, as the tournament came out, or at least the brackets came out last night, and you hear that there are 3 ACC teams that get number one seeds, it speaks volumes about how good this conference is with Virginia, UNC, and Duke. All right? Gonzaga was the other number one seed. Some people say Michigan State should have been a number one seed after beating Michigan again. It didn't happen that way. And I hear you. Some teams are coming into this tournament hot. Others, not so much. Tennessee. But here's the thing for me and Duke. They're not a great three-point shooting team. When you go look at the numbers, Duke's shooting about 30%. All right?
Right.
They're last, Mike, dead last in the ACC. That's 339th in the country. Three-point range. They're not a great three-point shooting team. But here's what they do. They play defense, and they have a guy who finishes in Zion, and he's got good shooters around him. And people say, all right, how do you bet against Coach K? For all of those reasons, I'm not. I think Duke ends up back in the Final Four. Now, to say they win it, again, you got to have some things go your way. But I think this team, even with the freshmen, all the freshman conversation is good enough. And I actually buy in the University of Virginia this year.
Well, I don't, because I know that everyone's going to say that you got that kind of albatross around your neck. How do you, in a crunch time moment when you're down, who's your go-to guy? We talked about it. We mentioned, if you missed our conversation with DeShaun Tate, does a great job breaking down college basketball on our website at 929thegame.com. Who is the go-to guy? It reminds me of the Hawks when we won 60 games back in the day. Mm. Who's the go-to guy? Gonzaga's got upperclassmen. We saw them beat Duke earlier, a young Duke team earlier. Was it November, December? So certainly some people feel Gonzaga with the upperclassmen. They finally got the formula. UVA, I'm not buying. I'm going to go with Florida State, brother. I got Chalk, and then I got FSU. And I will say this.
Oh, can I say something? Is that a little homerism?
Maybe.
Okay.
Although, I mean, I like – now, granted, the problem for the Florida State is, Carl, if basketball games were 39 minutes, we'd have two national championships. Coach Hamilton struggles sometimes. You know, Kyle gets a little tight, even when he's wearing a mock turtleneck, gets a little tight for Coach Hamilton. But I just think Florida State's got the athleticism. As you said, teams are trending in the right way.
Yep.
Tennessee's going the wrong way, and you can speak to Rick Barnes because you saw this before at Texas.
Oh, boy, did I. Over a decade of having tremendous talent, Mike, winning in the conference, and then laying an egg when it mattered most.
You just got humiliated by Auburn. Speaking of 3 points, now, if Auburn's not hitting the three, they got no shot. But Auburn smokes Tennessee, brother. That's humiliating.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing. This is where Tennessee fans are going to be in a couple of weeks. Well, we made a run to the tournament. Yeah, but you won 19 in a row at one point, and you have a team that's good enough to win it all.
What are you, the Bobby Cox Braves? Though once you're there, you got to finish. Right, right.
You know, so that's what Tennessee Vol fans will be saying here in a couple of weeks. Well, we got to the tournament. You won 19 in a row. Either way, I'm trying to fill out my bracket. Mike did rush through his. I'm still trying to fill mine out.
I work from the middle. I worked my way out. I had Duke in the middle. I had Duke playing North Carolina. For the third time, I'll say it. I still can't believe Duke's never played North Carolina in the tournament.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
And that could be the championship game.
There are some upsets. Let me give you a couple of tidbits here, and not for upsets. I'm just talking, generally speaking, and filling out your bracket, all right? Here's some advice from Uncle Carl. When you start talking about the seeding and how it plays, it matters this weekend. When we get to the Sweet 16 next weekend, we'll have a completely different conversation. But this weekend, the round of 64, this is what makes it so bananas and so crazy. You talk about those 16 seeds, it's only happened once. So don't bet that it'll happen again. 16 beating one, it's happened one time. So, Mike, you look at the seedings also when you talk about advancing. Don't get to the Final Four and have anything less than a 6 seed in your championship game. Because, again, the numbers say only 2 championship games have had any teams worse than a 6 seed in the last 33 years.
Yeah, George Mason was the one back in, what, 06? That was the Florida championship, I believe, with Billy D one of those years. But certainly, guys, I'm with Carl. The most exciting upsets, the Houston matchup we just talked about with Ron Hunter, that's a tough matchup
for
Georgia
State. It is a
tough
matchup.
It's a really good Houston team.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of people talking about Murray State. If you've not seen the kid that plays Moret, that plays for them, they're taking on Marquette. That's a 12-5. That 12-5 matchup.
It's always, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one everybody always tries to figure out, and there'll be an upset. Usually is. There usually is there in that 12-5 matchup. But then you go to the other side, and I'll tell you, Deshaun Tate said this. Auburn wins the SEC championship. He's like, you guys haven't seen New Mexico State play. They're really good. That's a 12-5 matchup. So, you know, have fun with it, man. We always do.
All right, so what do you do with the 8 and 9? Flip a coin?
Yeah, because they're that close. I mean, Mike, I'm going to tell you right now, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, you look at that's in the South. You go to the other side of the bracket in the East, and you go, oh, the 8-9 is VCU, UCF. That's a toss-up.
Yeah, it's alphabet soup.
It's a toss-up. Did you take VCU?
Hold on, let me see. What I asked Deshaun.
Who'd you take?
Let's see here. Oh, I went with my patented ends with a vowel.
Oh,
so I went with UCF.
Okay.
Florida.
Yeah.
Because it's Commonwealth with an H. That's the way I use it.
Syracuse Baylor is the 8-9 in the West. Syracuse could be a tough out there.
The 2-3 defense confuses everybody. And then again, Jim Boeheim gets confused himself, Carl. But I think Syracuse could make some people very unhappy early.
All right, man. Interesting tournament. I can't wait till it starts. We'll have some tournament action for you here on Wednesday, as a matter of fact. Wednesday, 6:30, as those play-in games start happening. All right, man, we got more to get to here on the program. Mike Conte's on the way. We talked about Jason Longshore trying to figure out what's going on with Atlanta United. You'll hear that at 6:20.
Yeah, he is the best soccer guy in town, so see what Jason's got to say. Should we be on the ledge? Should we be jumping off the ledge? And then Mike's got a story. Carl, you're not going to believe how much people are paying for Tom Brady merchandise.
Call now. Yeah. Caller number 9 wins tickets to Travis Scott at State Farm Arena on Friday, March 22nd. 404-741-0929. Caller number 9 wins now. From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Now, your game time traffic.
I'm Larisha Harris from your Game Time Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by the Georgia Lottery. That earlier crash in Cobb County, I-285 southbound, just before Paces Ferry Road, that has now been cleared. It has moved off to the right shoulder. You should be a smoother ride for you in that area. In Gwinnett County now, we're seeing an injury crash, I-985 northbound, just north of State Road 20. That's on the left shoulder, but delays are lingering. And in Paulding County, we're seeing a crash on Highway 120 westbound, just before Highway 92. You should expect delays there as well. Play the new five-card cash from the Georgia Lottery for two chances to win on one ticket. Win up to $5,000 instantly or up to $150,000 in the nightly drawing. With over 5,000 winners daily, you could win too. Play five-card cash. From your Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Larisha Harris on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cross towards Joseph. Knock down and score!
It's MLS
and we are your official station for all things Atlanta United.
This is Mike Conti, play-by-play voice of Atlanta United. Get ready for all the exciting matchups as Season 3 of Atlanta United is underway. Catch our next match Saturday the 30th. Atlanta United travels to Columbus Crew.
Game time 7:30.
Strikes it and scores!
Catch every minute of the action here.
Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Overhead Door of Atlanta is hosting a career fair Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their offices at 221 Armor Drive. Overhead Door is currently hiring for field opportunities, management, sales, administrative roles, and more. Come out to meet hiring managers and start a career you'll love with full medical benefits and a 401k plan too. Register for the event on eventbrite.com or apply online at overheaddooratlanta.com and open the door to a career you'll love.
Spending 3 months' salary on an engagement ring was a thing of the past, but D. Geller & Son has made it possible for my future. With 0% APR financing for 60 months, I can buy her the ring she's been obsessing over. She picked out a custom design Verragio ring at D. Geller & Son with the most beautiful diamond I've ever seen. At D. Geller & Son, spreading those payments out over 5 years allowed me to get a $12,000 ring for only $200 a month. Visit dgeller.com.
At Kia, we put the U in SUV. So if you want a big SUV for adventuring, there's the Sorento with standard 7-passenger seating. Or if you want a medium SUV for camping, there's the Sportage with available all-wheel drive. If you want a more compact SUV for city living, there's the Soul with class-leading cargo space. And if you want a hybrid SUV for, well, everything else-ing, there's the Niro, the most fuel-efficient crossover. Head to your local Kia dealer during Kia Spring Savings Time and get $5,000 total cash on the purchase of a new 2019 Sorento LX V6 with convenience package.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $5,000 total cash includes $3,000 customer cash, $1,000 retail bonus cash, and an additional $1,000 convenience package bonus cash on the purchase of a new 2019 Sorento LX V6 with convenience package. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Must take delivery by 4/1/19.
Imagine this. It's the end of summer, and your hand reaches for a lush, ripe, homegrown tomato. And that perfect tomato started in our greenhouse. We're Bonnie Plants. We hand-pod veggies and herbs that are right for your garden and deliver them fresh from a Bonnie Plant farm near you. Not all plants are grown the same. Ask for Bonnie by name. Start your harvest today. Visit Lowe's now and get Bonnie Basics, 2 for $3.
A bad driver can ruin your car. Hiring the wrong attorney can do much worse. Go with the name you know. John Foy and Associates, the strong arm. They have the experience, compassion, and of course, the results to get you the money you deserve. There's too much at stake, too much at risk, and too much to lose by not calling now. John Foy. 404-400-4000 or johnfoy.com. That's johnfoy.com.
Hey guys, it's Carl Dukes, and power outages are becoming more commonplace than ever. It's the reason why I went to my friends, Anderson Power. They are the premier Generac generator dealer. I'm not worried about those winter storms when they hit, or for that matter, rain or anything that might happen where there's an power outage. Guys, you never know what's going to happen in Atlanta, especially with the weather, and that's why I'm telling you to call my friends and get in contact with Anderson Power. It's easy to schedule a free on-site consultation. Go to AndersonPowerServices.com to schedule today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Another sports flash. Just moments away.
College basketball fans, how would you like the chance to win $1,000? Go to the contest page at 929thegame.com and sign up for the 929 The Game's March Bracket Challenge. Choose your teams to advance, and the participant with the best overall bracket wins a $1,000 Visa gift card. Sign up now and test your team picking skills on the contest page at 929thegame.com for the chance to win big.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Mike Conti. This update is brought to you by BMW. It's been a busy stretch of games for the Hawks, which continues tomorrow night when they host the Rockets. The Hawks lost both games of a weekend road trip, including Sunday in Orlando. Trae Young had 20 points in a 101-91 loss.
I'm proud of the way we fought back to get into the game, but we need to get better at just not getting that big of a deficit, though.
The Hawks have a three-game homestand from now through Saturday against Houston, Utah, and Philadelphia. Georgia State is headed back to the NCAA tournament, where they'll play Friday in Tulsa against the University of Houston. The entire tournament is on 92.9 The Game and 1380 WAOK, starting with first four games tomorrow night. The Braves are in the final stages of Grapefruit League play, where they'll host the Yankees tonight at Disney World. The Braves are one game under 500 in the exhibition season. They'll open the regular season next Thursday at Philadelphia. Through April 1st, at your local Atlanta area BMW centers, get exceptional lease offers on the all-new 2019 BMW X5. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Visit BMWATL.com for more details. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conti from the Kia Studios. On your home of tomorrow's Hawks-Rockets game, tip off at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Pretty busy.
Who busy?
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conti.
Have I got good news for you?
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
Rooms to Go brings you, In Case You Missed It, it is our man Mike Conti hanging out with us coming up at 6:20. His partner in the broadcast for Atlanta United, Jason Longshore. You'll hear what Longshore had to say about the match against Philly and moving forward as well. It's all on the way. What you got working, man?
Yeah, what are you doing the international break? I heard you've been called back to Italy. You're going to call some matches in northern Italy?
Yeah, I wish. I'd get a couple good meals out of that at least. No, doing Hawks games, and then Saturday from noon to 2, Jason and I have a live broadcast out at Carriage Key in Woodstock, and then back to Columbus. I think we go to Columbus a week from Saturday. Well, they have a good Peruvian restaurant in Columbus.
Really?
Of all places, yeah, right? Weird, Columbus, right? Ohio. Really pumped to go back there for that. All right, someone who works for ESPN has had a very, very bad day.
Uh-oh.
Because tonight at 7 o'clock, ESPN, the exclusive rights holder and broadcaster of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, will have their selection show, where they'll show the field of 64 that made it to the ladies' tournament. Actually, it's kind of weird that right now on ESPN2, in our studio on the monitor, they're doing the selection show 2 hours early. What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
Somehow, ESPN leaked the bracket during a Dick Vitale show on ESPNU at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oops. Was it supposed to be the men's bracket on the right margin, Mike?
I don't know. and as Mike kind of told you, so, you know, if you've watched ESPN today, they've been doing like a split screen. Like half of it is that god awful get up show, and the other half is the men's bracket just kind of scrolling. Yeah. You know, like Georgia State plays Houston, and then on the other side it's Iowa State and Ohio State and all that. Well, on ESPNU they were doing a bracketology show with Reese Davis and Dick Vitale. They come back from a commercial and they're showing the women's bracket off to the side. And some of the matchups look like, you know, those could actually be the matchups for this year. And it turns out some Chiron operator accidentally typed in the bracket that was given to them by the NCAA and put it on the screen. So now ESPN had to rush to get a early selection show. Like we're watching, I think that's Andy Landers, former Georgia coach, and Rebecca Lobo, and they're breaking down UConn's chances as a number two seed to move on to the Final Four because some Chiron operator hit the wrong button.
Somebody losing their job over this?
I would think.
Yeah.
This is a
They're
going
to run out of guys to fire at ESPN, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, look, we've all had bad days. We've all had mistakes. This is a really, really bad mistake because the way that the NCAA kind of makes you think is that, you know, we're deliberating all day in that war room in Kansas City, and we'll come out with a hot bracket at 6:58.
Yeah. Everybody's sweating.
We're going to the last minute. Whoops. It turns out, actually, the networks get these brackets several hours in advance. Go figure. By the way, I don't know if you watched the men's selection show last night. I don't know why you would because, of course, Atlanta United was playing at the same
time.
But if you were, I guess what they did, first of all, no Charles Barkley, no Kenny Smith. It was Gumbel and Clark Kellogg and people who actually follow college basketball.
And Seth.
Seth Davis. They show you the bracket right away. What do you know at highest-rated selection show in 5 years?
Is it really?
Yeah, amazing to think that just getting straight to the point and showing the bracket rather than having Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith debate over how to open a pickle jar. Would actually produce higher ratings.
Now, I got to agree with Mike. As much as we love the local network and everything they do at TNT, you know, some people just, Mike said, you want meat and potatoes, you don't need the razzle-dazzle.
Give
just
me the bracket.
Give me the brackets.
Last year, they did it in ABC order, and they
terrible.
Just showed you all the that doesn't help you.
No, it was bad.
Oh, good. Iona's in. Who are they playing? So at least they fixed that this year, and they got higher ratings as a result.
Did they really do that? Like Illinois?
Yes.
Iona?
Yeah, they literally did
Iowa.
That last year. I think it was on TBS last year. I'm not positive. But they teased it as, in the first segment, we're going to show you the bracket. We're going to show you all the teams right away. And they did. They come on, and it's Arizona, Arizona State, Alabama, Auburn. And, like, they just listed in ABC order. That doesn't tell you anything. And then you have to watch the whole show to get the actual bracket. It's like the way Philadelphia Union gave us their lineup last night. These MLS teams now, when they release their lineups, they tweet them out. But they make you watch this video
before.
So it's like, oh, here's the goalkeeper, and he walks out of a tunnel, and he, you know, folds his arms.
Then,
oh, here's Alejandro Bedoya. And, like, you're watching. It takes 2 minutes to get the lineup. Just give me a piece of paper.
With the lineup.
That's all I need.
Like the old school.
So you're getting the same thing we get if we're watching on television. Interesting.
Pretty much. Anyhow.
You know, we're all salty today. I'm salty.
No,
Carl's salty.
I'm not salty.
You're salty.
I'm not salty.
It's a salty day.
It's Monday, but I'm not salty. I'm just saying
Mike,
can do things a little more efficiently.
Mike, you realize that Carl has been doing the show like the Unabomber with his headphones outside his hood.
I didn't want to say anything, but it is kind of cute, actually, that both of you decided to wear a hooded sweatshirts today.
I just got my
on
hoodie
a
60 on, man.
Degree day.
I got my hoodie on.
No,
I had the windows and the top down, right?
And they're both from the same manufacturer, too. Like, do you coordinate?
No, it's true.
Do you guys call?
I call Carl. Adidas today.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Nike tomorrow.
Because now you're being video streamed.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, we couldn't be more proud to be back at Watch 92.9 The Game. It's up
there. You betcha.
We got product placement, and we got our boss running in here every 5 minutes to make sure that we're doing things the right way on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. how about this story about Tom Brady? This is crazy. I guess this autograph show, I guess it already happened. It was on March 10th. But
it just got somebody got their hands on this
Someone got their hands on it. Yeah, thanks, Mike. There was an autograph show involving Tom Brady. And it's one of those where you have to pay to get his autograph. All right. Now, I have I've gone on the record as saying if you're over the age of 18, you're too old to be getting anyone's autograph. But I do understand that there is a robust sports memorabilia industry.
Yeah.
So Tom Brady now, here's the going rate for a Tom Brady autograph, guys, according to what they had at 491 East Industrial Park, Suite B, Manchester, New Hampshire last week. I don't know what that is. You can give him any item up to 11 inches by 14 inches. So basically, like, a little bigger than a piece of paper.
So you pay to get in, and then you have your item that you want him to sign.
But you have to pay to have him sign it. Okay. And if he signs your little 11 by 14 thing, $1,049 each. Now, you can go up to 16 by 20 or give him a mini helmet or a football. And this is actually a pretty good deal. It's only $30 more expensive. It's $1,079 each. If you give him a full-size helmet or jersey, again, pretty good deal considering where the base is, $1,099 each. And then if you give him a piece of artwork to sign, it's $1,600. If you give him artwork that you produced yourself or it's an original by someone else, $2,199.
Because you're going to resell it, obviously, and Tommy wants his piece of the action.
Which I guess... I get.
I mean, I know he's going to be going down as the GOAT, but geez, that's crazy.
How many rings does he have?
Six.
Six.
And that's why.
Yeah.
He can charge whatever he wants.
By the way.
And by the way, I'm sure the memorabilia folks made these prices. I'm going to tell you guys that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can explain, because you work with guys in a business for years.
And the guys that have a deal with Brady, and again, I have not talked to them recently, I'm sure they still do. They got on this in the early 2000s when they won their first Super Bowl. And literally, they know this would turn out to be what it is. But they have exclusive rights. Most times, your stars, they sign a deal with one particular memorabilia company. The company I'm talking about is called TriStar. And so they do these shows, Mike, and they set the prices. Okay, the guys show up. They're going to get their money. They already know what they're getting.
Right.
But then TriStar shows up or whoever, and I'm using them as an example. And then they say these autographs on these particular items are going to cost this amount.
By the way, your $2,200 autograph painting or whatever, neither you nor Mike nor myself can go get it signed. We have to give it to a third party. It is not open to the public. This doesn't even give you an audience with Tom Brady.
So he signs it.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they send it back to you.
You hope he signs it. Like Eli Manning, right?
Wow.
Marino.
That was my
Dan Marino helmet that was signed by the equipment manager.
The crooked equipment guy, right?
Yeah. You need an authenticator, Mike. Hey, Mike Conti, great job. In case you missed it, brought to you by
Rooms to Go.
All right, guys, coming up top three at 6. It's 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now, your game time traffic.
I'm Larisha Harris from your Game Time Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by the Georgia Lottery. A few ride times for you as you continue your evening commute. If you're on the west side of I-20, heading westbound from the 7585 interchange toward Thornton Road, that trip time will take you about 35 minutes. On the opposite side now, on the east side of I-20, from 285 toward State Route 138, that is eastbound, that ride time 31 minutes. And if you're on 575, heading northbound from the 75 interchange up toward State Road 92, that'll take you about 20 minutes. Play the new 5-card cash from the Georgia Lottery for 2 chances to win on 1 ticket. Win up to $5,000 instantly or up to $150,000 in the nightly drawing. With over 5,000 winners daily, you could win too. Play 5-card cash. From your Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Larisha Harris on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bunker and the Bunker Mentality. Nights 7 to 11.
There's like a weird gene that we have that we can't help.
White people gene.
It's the white gene. And there's nothing we can do about it. We just, it's like adrenaline and testosterone.
What is the gene called, though?
It's called Wrangler.
Wrangler.
That's what the gene's called?
Andy Bunker Nights.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's Mike Conti, and if you haven't gotten down to Rooms to Go to check out the headliner, now is the time, especially as we all spend more time watching basketball on TV this month. Imagine a sectional that is beautiful enough for any room of your home. Imagine it reclining at the touch of a button with the convenience of a USB charging port within arm's reach. Imagine a sofa that is equal parts comfortable and easy to clean. It's the headliner at 17 Rooms to Go locations across Georgia. Rooms to Go is a proud sponsor of the Atlanta Hawks.
At Shane Company, we make shopping for an engagement ring stress-free and easy. I'm Rorden Shane, fourth-generation jeweler.
And I'm Tanner.
For years, Tanner's been helping our customers find the perfect engagement ring.
At Shane Company, we do everything we can to make it easy. Whether you have an idea of what she's looking for or you have no idea, we're here to help. If you know what kind of ring she wants and you come in with some inspiration, like a picture, great. Or if you know the diamond shape she wants, we'll start by looking at stones. With the largest selection of rings, diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, it'll be easy to find a ring she'll love. If you're unsure of what to get, we can chat about her style and personality. What's she like? What's her job? Then we can show you rings that would be perfect for her. When you propose, you can be sure that moment will be everything she's always dreamed of.
Come to Shane Company, Atlanta's friendliest jeweler. We make finding the perfect engagement ring fun and easy.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Springtime is the time to buy a new Polaris. Right now, the world's best-selling off-road lineup is priced to move. Get more done with a hardworking Ranger. Chase adventure on a legendary sportsman. Or live wide open in a high-performance RZR. Rebates go as high as $1,500 during the Polaris Spring Sales Event. Offers valid in the U.S. through 4/30/19, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. This is how doers get more done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Your daughter's a genius. And with all those smarts comes a lot of travel. So you're at Hampton by Hilton for a science fair in Springfield. Last month she was a mathlete in Martindale. Next she'll be a robot whiz in Riverside. She fuels up on free Hampton waffles. You fuel up on coffee. With 6 hours of applied biology ahead of you, you need all your synapses firing. Proud parent of a prodigy? That's why we're here with free hot breakfast and more than 2,400 locations. Book at Hampton.com for our price match guarantee. Hampton by Hilton. Terms and conditions apply.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The McDonald's All-American Game is back in Atlanta on Wednesday, March 27th at State Farm Arena. And 92.9 The Game is giving you a chance to win a VIP experience with a pair of suite tickets to witness the top high schoolers in the nation show off their talents. See the next class of greats. Girls tip off at 5 p.m., followed by the boys at 7 p.m. Halftime performance by Migos during the boys' game. Register now on the contest page at 92.9thegame.com for the chance to win a pair of suite tickets to the McDonald's All-American Game on Wednesday. Wednesday, March 27th at State Farm Arena.
Score! The only thing you can count on during March Madness is its unpredictability.
A heartbreaking defeat!
Catch every minute of the NCAA tournament here. March Madness plays here. WCGC Atlanta and WCGC HD1, a Radio.com sports station.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9.
Sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They
They said, I'm strong if you strong. And I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Monday, everybody. It is Dukes and Bell. Again, thanks to everybody who enjoyed an ice-cold Hey Man Ale over the weekend and sending us pictures. Mike Bell, ATL. Put 'em up, C. Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Hope you guys enjoyed St. Paddy's weekend. Hey, top three at six is coming up. Also, our conversation with Jason Longshore is on the way. Tomorrow, guys, we'll be down at State Farm Arena as our Hawks, man, are doing something really cool, honoring Atlanta United and Arthur Blank. Mr. Blank will be in the building, by the way, tomorrow. So Rockets are in town to take on the Hawks. But we'll be down there broadcasting live from 2 to 7 and getting you ready for the pregame and obviously the game that you'll get a chance to listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tomorrow.
Also, guys, if you missed our conversation with Ron Hunter, a lot of love for Coach. Everyone loves the job he's done at Georgia State. We'll play that for you back tomorrow, but it's online at 92.9thegame.com. Funny story about Ron Hunter and the guys on the bus heading back from New Orleans and just getting over into the Mississippi side of the state line, pulling over because the CBS selection show that Mike Conte was just talking about was about to go on, and basically running into some local yokels who were maybe taken aback, and more, I think the players were taken aback about where the bus pulled over.
Yeah, they were in Mississippi. M-I, crooked letter, yep. I, humpback. Yeah, anyways.
I believe it was Diamond Head, Mississippi, right off of I-10, so I feel their pain.
Well, listen, it's a great story. I don't want to blow it. If you didn't hear it, we'll give you an opportunity to check it out when we replay that for you guys. But it is good to see Georgia State representing Georgia. I wish all of our teams were in. I do, when it comes to the tournament. Well,
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.